Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello? Are we back? Are we going? Guys, we're officially back. We've got a new intro. It's a kind of a whole new concept. I can't fucking wait to just use this episode to tell you all about everything, where the fuck I've been. Oh my God, it just feels so good to be back.
Any question is normal, it's fun. Talk about this, nothing is going to be off limits.
Oh my God, just hearing that new intro is just making me so excited for, you know, what's to come, what you guys can expect from the podcast. Obviously, if you were a listener of season one, it was very much like educational purpose. We had a guest every week, which I personally find so interesting. It's kind of like a passion. It's like talking about taboo and like adult stuff, because who the fuck doesn't like talking about that kind of stuff? We all do. Okay, we all do. And yeah, I really love podcasts where you can just take something away from it and you've learned about it. And you know, when you go away and you like tell someone about something really exciting, it's like, you know, when you get like a new book and you just want to tell someone, being like, oh my God, I read this really interesting book. It was like XYZ, learned about this, learned about that. And like just putting someone onto something so they can also learn something too. There's just something about that that I really love. And I feel like, not that there's a gap in the market for it, because I never really go into projects thinking about gaps in the market and stuff. But I personally just notice from my interests, unless you guys know of podcasts that are like this, and therefore please put me onto them, nobody was really doing a podcast like that. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely loved doing it, and I still plan to keep an essence of that with this new kind of concept and season. But I'm not gonna lie, guys, I do this all on my own. Like, all of the guests that I got last season, I got them all on my own. I found them all on my own, record it all on my own, edit it all on my own, which is fine to a certain extent. But then when I'd like found all of those guests, and I feel like we covered a lot of topics, like from relationships to a sex therapist to a fetish expert, like I kind of drew a little bit of a blank of like, fuck, in season one we covered so many sort of like educational points and topics, I don't know where to go from there. And it kind of ended at a time as well where it was on the run-up to Christmas, everyone's schedules, and I know mine was as well, like around November and stuff, just get so fucking busy, like in the influencer, you know, content creator world, where you're basically a marketing platform for brands and stuff. Christmas is coming up, you know, Black Friday comes up. I don't know what it's going to be like this year, you know, though, with the cost of living crisis that we're seemingly about to go in, which, by the way, is just so fucking crazy. Whenever I like hear about it on the news and stuff, I can't believe this is the world that we live in. And like family members have the cheek, or like people just have the audacity to be like, oh, do you want kids and stuff? And it's like, sorry, but actually the way the world is going, why the fuck would I want to bring a child into this world? Because by the time they're an adult and having to deal with this shit, it's probably going to be fucking shambles, because it's already fucking shambles. But like, props to everyone that's having kids at the moment, do you know what I mean? Anyway, I've completely sidetracked, and that's a totally separate note. But yeah, it just gets so busy around this time of year, and obviously doing YouTube and stuff, I was already at like a little bit of a blank as to guests, and I just said, oh, maybe I'll just take classic, don't like keep up with the momentum, but I took the break. And sometimes taking a break, it's so hard to get that momentum back. Literally apply that to anything in life. When you take a break, it either makes or breaks something. Essentially, you either, you know, brainstorm, really get all of these great ideas, get, and you just are really ready and like refreshed, ready for, well, like ready to try again, essentially. And because I was just occupied doing other stuff, like I couldn't get that momentum back. And then I just had other projects and stuff like that that took up the time. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I really want to fucking do this podcast. Talking is my favorite thing to do. And talking about stuff that, you know, maybe other people aren't talking about. Maybe people or like my followers don't have someone to talk about this kind of stuff with in their life. And I just think now more than ever, it's so important to talk about anything, really. Share what's on your mind, not bottle it up, like that kind of thing. And I loved being that safe space for you guys, as well as having the guests and, you know, making it educational. I think I find it very comfortable to talk about this kind of stuff, and I hadn't quite realized how many people aren't. I used to get DMs all the time being like, I fucking love your podcast, because you basically sort of say things that I'm too scared to ask, and like with those kind of questions and stuff, don't have anyone in my life to talk to about that kind of stuff. But that's not because I don't want to, I just don't have the confidence and have no one to speak to. So in the back of my mind, I was always thinking, I want to get back to the podcast, but I just don't know which direction to take it, because kind of stumped on these kind of educational topics. And when I asked you guys, what do you want from the podcast and who do you want on, what kind of things that you want to see, a lot of you guys still were down for like the experts and the education, but some of you guys were saying sort of more girl talk vibes. And I was thinking, here we go. I don't want to be another girl talk podcast, or just another one of these podcasts that you see on TikTok where they're just kind of reading out dilemmas and, you know, sharing their thoughts and opinions like that. I don't want to do that, because I liked the fact that I was doing something different. And I think you guys did too. So, and a lot of you guys also said that you actually don't really care what the podcast is about. You just want to, sounds really like, oh, like when people say this, I'm always just like, wow, really? But a lot of you guys just said, I just want to feel like we're having a conversation. It could literally be about anything and I would listen type thing, which is why you guys are so fucking awesome. Like, you just want to hear whatever I have to say, which is just mind-blowing to me, because I chat shit 99.9% of the time. And by shit, I don't mean lies. I mean, it's just random stuff. Anything that comes to mind, I'm just want to talk about it. So I thought, why am I putting so much pressure on myself to deliver these amazing guests like every week and find a new expert in something when, you know, you guys aren't too fussed in that sense? And that really put me at ease. And I thought, I still want to do that. I still want to find guests, but it doesn't have to be every week. You know, I really want to take the time to find someone special and really, you know, have these amazing conversations with. And if that means that I'm doing solo episodes in the meantime, then that's absolutely fine, because I know you guys want that. So I hope that sounds like something that you're down to listen to. If you're a new listener and haven't listened to my season one, I definitely recommend that you do. We had some amazing guests talking about all sorts. And as my new intro like suggests, you know, no question's going to be off limit. I do want to tackle questions every week, and I want to get you guys involved. I want there to be not so much a question of the week, but maybe just one topic that we focus on that you guys want, you know, my thoughts and opinions on, and to break it down and discuss it, and it be more on the educational side. I think that's like a good concept. But essentially, yeah, this is my new, well, it's not new because it was always there in the first place, but we're back, and it's going to be a platform of all sorts, really. Random things, what's on my mind, adult topic questions, taboo questions, any sort of like topic and question that may be slightly more obscure and adult on the rated R side of things. But this is a space to make it comfortable and easy to digest. And I hope with every episode you take something away, because that's always been my end goal with these podcasts. I want them to be episodes that you go away and you're like, yo, have you heard of this podcast? On this episode, she spoke about this. it was so interesting. You should go and listen because, yeah, I think just learning something new from a podcast and then feeling so excited to share it with people, that's a feeling that I love and I want you guys to do the same. So I hope that all sounds good, and obviously I still want to be having guests on in the future, experts and industry people and just whoever you guys want to see, really. Make sure you're following Rated R Podcast on Instagram, because that will be the page that I'm asking you guys questions, your kind of answers to things or questions about things, what you guys want to see, guests that you want to see, etc., etc. Kind of all updates are going to be on there, so make sure you're following. But as this is the first episode and it is just me, I just kind of wanted this episode to be one big fat update on literally everything. So now we've had the podcast update, I guess it's time to update you guys on me and like what's been going on with me. So the day that I'm recording this is October the 2nd. And if you're sort of thinking recently, your life has just been complete chaos, so many ups and downs, mainly kind of downs. It's all just been a bit hectic and stressful. I'm here to relieve you and maybe help you understand what the fuck's been going on. Because, like I said, today is October 2nd. And from what I gather, the astrology girlies have been telling us all, today Mercury retrograde ends. I'm not a massive follower of astrology, but I love when the astrology people and the people that actually know what the fuck they're talking about kind of say what's going on in the universe right now and like why that might be a reason for certain things happening. It does kind of put me at ease and it does interest me. And I'm always like, oh, thank God. So the fact that they're saying that if everything's been chaotic, that's about to end, thank fuck for that. And even if it's not true and it is all just like bollocks, there's something placebo about it and like someone telling me that it is going to get better from here on out. I guess somehow you make that happen for yourself, you know? I say that my life actually hasn't been too chaotic, but I've been so focused on this whole reinventing era. If you guys follow me on YouTube, I've been talking about it kind of a lot of just, it's always running up to my birthday. I just have this urge to just change everything and like reinvent myself. And obviously, if you guys follow me on Instagram and YouTube, you would have seen I recently drastically changed my hair. I've dyed it red and I've got a fringe. And I can't explain to you how different I feel, and the timing of everything is really bizarre. Like, because I didn't know about the whole retrograde thing. Like I said, I've been so focused on just like reinventing myself that I've not really been indulging in other people and sort of therefore maybe allowing chaotic and bad things and stress to really happen, because I've literally just been focusing on myself. So the fact that I've just changed my hair and suddenly, you know, retrograde is ending, and the astrology girlies are saying that October is the month, you guys. It's the month that things are going to get better. I feel like I'm going to find you a TikTok that I saw where she basically said all of the good things that are going to happen in October. And I hope if you guys listening right now, if you listening right now have been going through a shit time, a shit storm, just one bad thing after another, that this gives you some reassurance. Okay, I found the TikTok.
Mercury retrograde is finally ending on October 2nd, which means that everyone's life is about to get a whole lot easier, and this is how life will improve. Work, studying, and mundane tasks will become faster and easier to complete. Life may have been very boring and stagnant, but it's about to speed up and become a lot more exciting. Life is finally going to start moving forward. You may have experienced miscommunication or ghosting, but communication is going to flow a lot more easily and become a lot more clear. Your stress and anxiety will ease up. You'll get into less accidents or make less mistakes. Delays or issues with travel will subside.
I mean, I don't know about the delays with travel. Is she in London at the moment and experiencing the train strikes? Because if anything, apparently they're gonna get worse. But everything else, so excited for. And as much as I said, like, I haven't really been indulging in other people to sort of experience, you know, ghosting and stuff like that, I've not like not obviously been talking to people, so I'm excited for communication to become clearer. I feel like that's what I've realized is such a big thing and like so important to me, is just clear communication, like with anything. There's nothing more frustrating than you know, trying to have a conversation with someone or just talking to someone, and you leave the conversation feeling like, I don't really know where I stand in that, or like what's going to happen next, like, because the communication wasn't clear. But I feel like there were so many things just then that she said that I'm like, for a lot of people around me as well, I've noticed, perhaps, like I said, because I've not been doing things myself. I've just...
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why UnitedHealthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Been quite the observer this last couple of months, focusing on myself but observing other people and what's going on. It has been pretty chaotic, I'm not gonna lie, like just from witnessing things that my friends have been going through and stuff. So manifesting for them that things get a lot better. I'm seeing a lot of people say that it's been breakup season. Wait, how long have we been in this Mercury retrograde for? Because I feel like a couple of months ago, or maybe even like last month, it really was breakup season. And not just like relationships, like, you know, romantic ones. I've witnessed like so many friendships as well. Just like people just not being friends anymore, and seeing, yeah, just being my social media stalker self, noticing people aren't hanging out anymore and hearing that they're not friends anymore. There's been something in the air. And that's what makes me think this astrology shit actually is true and probably has a lot to do with it. And it's always every year around my birthday, every year growing up, my mum used to get really stressed out for me because I would just be like a menace every year around my birthday. I would always fall out with it, like people and even like my family and friends, just like during school. And it was just always the run up to my birthday that would happen. It's not happened this year, touch wood, but yeah, just something about this time of year. It's just very stressful and people take it out on their friendships and relationships and everything's just fucking shambles now more than ever. But apparently it's meant to get better here on out. And the fact that I've just changed my hair and I'm ready for things to just be onwards and upwards from here is just like the biggest coincidence. I just thought that was interesting. What's that TikTok sound? Oh no, it's not really applicable because it's like, I'm not saying she deserved it, but I'm saying God's timing is always right. Like, obviously, no one deserves anything, but I just mean, like, the timing right now is really right. Change the hair. Mercury retrograde is ending, and things are going to get better, and I mentally feel that way anyway. This hair change was such a pivotal moment. I literally feel like a new person because I don't even really look like myself, and I feel like that's what happens whenever there's, like, a big change in your life. It's such a like get the ball rolling on whatever you want to do factor, whether if it's changing your hair, whether if it's moving cities, or just like, yeah, just a big change in your life can be really inspiring and motivating to just be the best version of yourself. And that is the vibes for October, you guys, is be the best version of yourself. I feel like a guest that I want to have on the podcast that I had planned for season 2, but that was more when it was going to be like, I did think about going down the girl talk, and I did get a bunch of guests together that were all my favorite, like, ladies in the industry that were kind of all an expert in something. There's this girl on YouTube and Instagram, but, like, I just love her YouTube videos. Her name's Hailey Gamba, and we're just, like, internet friends, and she is just the queen of self-love and manifesting things for yourself and just going out there and being the best version of yourself. She recently went through like a big sort of breakup, I think, and her content since then has just been so inspiring, so motivating, and just so like girl power dominated. I said to her, I was like, we need to fucking do an episode of you telling my followers that they're bad bitches. And I think, like I said, the last couple of months where people have been experiencing a lot of breakups, breakup season is in the air, it would just be a great and motivating podcast idea. So if you guys know her, let me know. And let me know if you want me to do that episode, because I feel like I could get that done like within the next couple of ones, because she's not in the UK, so we could just do it over Zoom. But I thought that would just be so fun and really relevant to what's going on at the moment and just like what people are going through. But I think October's got to be like, well, I always think October's the best month because it's my birthday month. But considering like whatever's going on in astrology right now, there's no excuse not to have a good month this month, you guys. And by a good month, I just mean good for yourself. Like really just being the best version of yourself this month. Something's changed in me for sure with this hair change, of just my mentality is like ready for newness and ready to be the best version of myself. Like I'm fucking ready and I'm motivated and I'm ready to go. I kind of want to, oh, this always happens. I was going to say I kind of need to like dip out for 3 months and come back and be like, boom, best version of myself. But no, I'm not really feeling that actually. I want to take you guys along with me on the best version of myself journey. And this month, it's got to be good vibes, you guys. It's got to be good vibes. Let me know if you guys are going through a reinventing era and what could be the cause of that. Like, why do people do this? Why do I do this so often? Is it a Libra thing? Is it something that I need to go to therapy for? Like, why do I always seek and crave newness, but like within myself? I feel like that's kind of a dark rabbit hole of not being internally happy, but I am. So I'm just a bit like, why do I always want newness? It's more like I just crave excitement, I think. I'm a very outgoing and bubbly person, so just I love new things and like feeling excited about them. But let me know if you guys are like in a reinventing era and what you're doing to reinvent yourself. Doesn't necessarily have to be physically like on the outside, but maybe like internally, because I think maybe I could do with some advice on maybe internally reinventing myself, and then maybe that would be more satisfying, you know, rather than temporary external changes. But speaking of which, on more of the external changes things, October, I love, and what I keep seeing all over social media and stuff, mainly because I think it's like fashion week and there's loads of fashion weeks. It's like Paris, Milan, all of the like big ones, like New York is fashion. I, with this new hair, just can't wait to experiment with fashion. And I want to know what you guys are going to be dressing like this autumn. I feel like everyone's autumn fashion is the best. I love autumn fashion, mainly because I think everyone can wear most things. Does that make sense? The weather's getting cooler. Slim fitting bodycon type things that people might not be so comfortable with, they kind of go out the window. Because we're layering up, we're wearing sweats and knitted jumpers, and I just love seeing how people style them and what the trends are going to be. I can't believe Uggs are back. I thought it was just a last year thing, but the Uggs are back. And it's not just Uggs, it's platform Uggs. Are you guys rating the platform Uggs? Me and Maddie spoke about this in a YouTube video the other day, but are you guys feeling the loafers? Is that something that you guys are going to be doing as well? Oh my God, as I'm recording this, my Be Real's just gone off. I need to post my Be Real. Hang on. But yeah, autumn fashion, I just can't wait. And I can't wait to share with you guys my fits and just my style experimentation. I want to know what you guys are going to be wearing in the autumn. I want to be inspired by you. And if you guys are going to be trying anything new, or are you guys on board with all of the trends? Like, I'm excited. Winter fashion is definitely, definitely always my favorite out of all of the seasons, autumn, winter. I just think we get to see in the fashion weeks the spring, summer trends, and they're just really nice. But then I'm like, get me back into my jumper, please, because it is freaking cold and I'm just more comfortable this way. Speaking of October being a good month, and as I've mentioned before, it is my birthday. The day that this goes up is Monday the 3rd. Oh my God, it's October 3rd. But my birthday is on the 6th, so in 3 days' time. And I want to leave a note, like, on a question, because I don't actually know the answer. Is it sad to get, like, decorations and stuff for yourself? Is that really sad? Like, I don't know, because I love to decorate, no matter what the occasion is. One thing about me, if you're coming to stay at my house and it's, like, for, like, no real reason, I'm gonna, like, make the place look like it's a celebration. Or if it's your birthday, but somehow you're coming to my house, like, if I'm, like, hosting something, for example, I'm just always gonna decorate. I'd love to do that, period. So is it weird that I wanna, or sad to decorate things for yourself? Is that sad? Because I obviously don't have, like, a significant other to do it for me. I live on my own, so it's not like my family can do it, or I live with someone that could do it, but I just want the place to feel like a birthday vibe. Is that sad? I don't know. Because I don't, like, I just, there's just something about, like, waking up on your birthday. I don't mind waking up on my birthday and being alone, because number one, I'm not alone. Stevie's with me, but Stevie obviously can't decorate. And if you don't know, Stevie is my cat. But it's because I'm turning 26, I'm low-key not wanting to celebrate that. A birthday should always just be a celebration of, no matter how old you are, it's just incredible that you're alive for another year. You're going to hopefully experience another year, and it's just a new year of you. And that's always something to celebrate. But I think the age thing, I'm just like, I really kind of don't want to draw attention to that. But then I don't want to not decorate. But there's just kind of something a little bit sad about putting a happy birthday banner up for yourself. So I just want to know what you guys think. Is it sad to, like, decorate your own flat on your own for your own birthday? Because I'm going to be having people round on my birthday. I'm having, like, a pre-drinks before we all go out to dinner together. But I just wonder, like, is it going to be really sad if people walk in and, like, it's clear I've put up some, like, balloons and, like, a happy birthday banner for myself? Is that sad? I don't know. Anyway, I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on it. So tell me on the Rated R podcast Instagram. Send me and tell me if that's sad or not, or just, like, another way I should go about it. Right. It's the end of the first episode of season two. I feel like next week I want to come back, and I want it to be, I'm telling myself I want next week, because considering this episode, I was just chatting shit. I want next week to be an educational one. I'm going to set myself a challenge. I bought myself a book the other day on Amazon called Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. There's absolutely no reason why I bought that book. I think I heard about it on a podcast and thought, that sounds interesting. I kind of love psychological books like that, really understanding. I mean, in season one, I did that whole episode with Luann, who wrote the book of Inside the Female Brain, or sorry, Understanding the Female Brain and Understanding the Male Brain. I feel like this is a similar type of vibe. And that kind of shit just gets me horny. Like, I just love psychological unpacking, why people are the way that they are type of stuff. So I'm going to set myself a challenge to read, maybe not the whole thing, but part of the book. And I'm going to get back to you guys on it. Because not only is it going to be then therefore an educational episode, it could possibly be a book recommendation, which, again, one of my favorite things. I'm not the most active reader, but I love being recommended books, and I have all the intentions of reading the books, and I'll probably buy the book, but whether or not I read it is a different question. But this one really intrigued me, and I feel like that will be a good episode for the toxic girlies out there, or the not-so-toxic girlies that are experiencing toxic men, just understanding angry and controlling men, or just, like, yeah, toxic men in general is always something I'm down to learn about. So I'm going to set myself that challenge so you guys can get excited for that. And I'll probably ask a question over on the Rated R podcast in relation to this. So like I said at the beginning, make sure you're following me on Instagram there. Make sure you're following me on Instagram as well, at Rach Leary. But it feels so fucking good to be back, you guys. I hope you're excited for what's to come and just all of the educational, sexual, divulging questions and answers and guests that we're going to get, because it's just going to be an array of things. And I can't fucking wait. So I'll see you next Monday. So excited to be back, and I hope you're excited for what's to come.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.